Many families today, my dear brothers and sisters in the world, face a lot of sufferings, a lot of trials, and thus experience some intense pain in their very lives. Just imagine those families in Syria and Iraq who, because of conflict and terrorism, are displaced from their own countries and became refugees to other countries. Just imagine the pain that they go through because of this conflict and war. And imagine, because of poverty, children are sold to human traffickers and became sex slaves. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, these families experience darkness in their lives. And you know, in the midst of this gloomy situation of our families throughout the world, and even in our country, families are facing some darkness and trials, we need to rediscover the most important thing, the foundational ingredient for a solid family. And what is that? What do I mean by that? That is faith. Faith could do even the impossible in our lives. Human thinking is nothing when it is compared with faith. Abram, in our first reading, experienced a different kind of darkness. And what is this darkness? You see, Abraham was so blessed with material things. He considered it as a blessing. All those material things are found in him. Only one thing is lacking in him, and that is he has no child. And for families who do not have child, this is equivalent to darkness. And he said, what will I do with these blessings when I could not and my wife could not transmit life? But you know, God has a plan. God made a promise. And you know, he even laughed at the promise, because Yahweh let Abram see the stars and said, oh, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Abram must have reacted as, are you kidding? How will I have descendants when we do not have children? Don't insult me. It's ridiculous. But you know, when God made a promise, he's true to it. He doesn't break his promise. He makes it true with his promise. When he promised, it will always come true. It will come to a reality. Abraham did believe in God. And even he said that, oh, my heir will be my servant Eliezer. No, according to Yahweh, your servant will be from your stock. Abraham did not comprehend all those things. This is a humanly absurd, unintelligible, the promises of Yahweh. But Yahweh was true to his promise. Sarah, his wife, conceived and bare a son. And you know what was the cause of this? Because of Abraham's faith in Yahweh. Even though for him, the promise of Yahweh seems humanly absurd, unintelligible promise, yet he put his faith in Yahweh. Dear brothers and sisters, if our families, even if we don't experience some darkness, trials, pain, and suffering, our faith should be the solid foundation of our families. Take away faith in our families, and our families will be disgruntled. They'll break away. Faith is the only very important element in the family. And parents should transmit faith to your children. That is the best legacy that you could bequeath to your children. Not, of course, material things are necessary, but faith is the most important thing. It is the foundation of our family. The letter to the Hebrews just continued the manifestation of faith of Abram. His trial has not been finished. Another trial, Yahweh told him, go to another place where you do not know. How can I do that? It's very difficult. I'm already settled here. And then you wanted me to go again to an uncertain place. But again, Abram believed in God, believed in his words, that God knows well what is best for him. Aside from another manifestation of Abraham's faith is when he had already received his wife, their son, Isaac. Here is again, you know, the trial, right? They were made to sacrifice their own son. Oh God, are you ridiculous? You gave me this son, and then I will offer it in sacrifice to you, and then you promise me numerous descendants. How ridiculous are you? But then, Abraham, in his life, faith really prevailed. He obeyed. You know, obedience to God, obedience to his will, is a manifestation of our faith in him. So what happened? God did not push through with the killing, the sacrifice of Isaac, because God knew that Abraham had a deep faith in him. This is, my dear brothers and sisters, what is important for Abraham. It's not actually the promise, but the one who made the promise is the most important thing for Abraham, and that is God. As what I have said, when God made a promise, it will always come true. And Abraham believed in God who made the promise. The Holy Family, just like Abraham and Sarah, who professed their incomparable, unflinching faith in God, Joseph and Mary also have this profound faith in God. Remember that Joseph, when the angel Gabriel announced to him that Mary, his betrothed partner, is conceived, Joseph wanted to divorce her quietly and not push through with the marriage. But because God intervened, he put his faith in God. I have my own plan. I have my own desire. But your plan, O God, is more noble than mine. So let your will be done. The same is true with Mary. She offered her fiat. That's why we have the Christmas. She conceived because of her fiat, because of her faith. And now that they have their son, Jesus Christ, they again obeyed the law of Moses that every firstborn male would be consecrated to the Lord. Joseph and Mary did not absolutely own their child, Jesus, because for them, Jesus belongs to God. Jesus is God. Jesus belongs to God. And God has a mission for their baby, the Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ. But dear brothers and sisters, in the midst of this gloomy reality of the families in the world, as what I have said, we need to rediscover the element of faith. You know, when we have faith, faith can overcome difficulties in our lives. Our pains, our sufferings, they will all be overcome because we entrust everything into the hands of God because of faith. Just look at people who do not have faith, who still believe in their own capacity, in their own talent, in their own power, in their own riches. All of that will fail, will be in vain compared to a person who has faith, who allow God to take control of everything in their lives. As what I have said, let us transmit, once we rediscover this element of faith, allowing God to take control of our life, allowing God to do His plan for us, then we can transmit this to the future generation and thus establish a solid family in our society. Let us model our families to Abram and Sarah, whose family is constituted by faith. God is the number one element. This is actually, I just would like to review all of you who get married in the church. Remember, when you get married, your promise to live together, you forged a covenant that is not only between you, husband and wife. Remember that the covenant that you forged after you get married in the church is first and foremost the covenant with God. You couple forge a covenant with God that you will be faithful to Him no matter what. We pray for families who experience this darkness nowadays, that through the grace of the birth of the Savior, they will receive this blessing in their family, the faith that is most important to their lives.